You're listening to Truth Quest with Melody on KHENLP FM LP Radio 106.9 Salida, Colorado. And we're streamed, we're streamed on the net at khen.org. And Truth Quest programs are archived at www.givemesometruth.info. And this evening, I've got a special guest, Susan Lavender. Lavendar, I believe is how she pronounces her name. And she's from the Ann Wigmore Institute. Are you there, Susan? Susan, do we have you?
Yes.
Oh, okay, finally. Sometimes it just takes a while to get the things connected here, and it shouldn't have been this hard, but thank you for your patience here.
You're welcome. The voice does sound a little bit lower, like it's not as high-pitched when you called, so...
Well, that maybe be the transition from the phone to the radio board.
If I can't hear you, I'll ask you again.
Okay, that's fine. Susan, you want to tell us a little bit about yourself and the Ann Wigmore Foundation, and we can get into, you know, why you're doing what you're doing and why it's so important.
Well, it's so important, you know, our healing freedom, our right to live on this planet in full, healthy freedom as a healthy people is why I'm doing what I'm doing. I've been on this path for 28 years and have experienced tremendous benefits from living the living foods lifestyle that Ann Wigmore, Dr. Ann Wigmore, great humanitarian woman, created, you know, way back when she had problems with her health, and she had also experienced some problems with some cancers. So it's a beautiful path, and I'm happy to be a part of it, and happy to be a part of helping human people heal.
Okay, why don't you tell the audience a little bit about and what Ann Wigmore is, what she started, and part of what the program is like.
Okay. Well, Dr. Ann Wigmore is a great humanitarian being who healed herself of cancer. I don't even know what years. It had to have been before 1963. She wrote a book called Why Suffer? It explains her autobiography in that book. The book happens to be online right now. Being given away by various sources as a free download, so it's there. But Dr. Ann expressed to many, many people that living foods was the real, true way to heal our bodies from all diseases and congestions. And living foods is all living food. When we cook our food over 110 degrees, it's dead food, and it is lacking living life force or enzymatic life force. So the enzymes are gone, and this is one of the reasons why we've had disease so long on the earth, because of this cooked food way or the cooked food path, and we've overcooked. Now we have all these, you know, processed foods in cans and plastic and bottles, and Dr. Ann's path was to teach people how to resurrect their body tissue through life force and eating raw living foods. It's a bit of a change for people at first. In a sense, the whole human race has some sort of a restriction because of this dead food diet that we've been on in the cooked food, and this is causing us to age and die and not fully live comfortably and disease-free. So Dr. Ann, after healing her cancer, went on to teach the Living Foods Lifestyle Method, which is the program. We have a 10-day Living Foods Lifestyle program. It's a retreat, an education an education class retreat where people come and live with us for 10 days, and we show them the actual program that Dr. Ann Wigmore created and used and healed herself with.
Susan, do you want to explain how to get to your website so that they could even read up about the program and contact you in case they do become interested in joining the program? And you may even want to give your phone number besides your website if you like.
Sure. Our website is www.wigmore.org. Wigmore is spelled WIGMORE.org. And we're in San Fidel, New Mexico. And you're welcome to call at 505-552-0595. And should I say it again, or did I do it too fast?
Do it one more time. That's fine.
Okay. It's 505-552-0595. We are having a class retreat, and we have some bedroom space. We offer people private rooms, private baths, and we're having a December 7th through 17th class, and we're also going to do our January 2011 class on January 11th, starting January 11th. So, yeah, please look at our website, and if you have a loved one that's suffering with diabetes or candida or fibromyalgia or cancers, all of these diseases are...
They respond well to this program, is what you're saying, correctly?
Yes. All of the living food lifestyle corrects all of these diseases and allows people to get their energy back.
Right. In my case, when I went there, it was more to detox, and I also found that there was a lot of other things that I had that was going on with myself that weren't anything major. But just by correcting my diet and getting into the wheatgrass program and the like, that it corrected a lot of my allergies things along that line. But go ahead and describe what is a person would expect when they on the diet.
Well, first of all, we actually don't use the word diet here.
Okay.
We try not to. We try to change it to the word live it, because we believe that the diet is a word that's kind of overdone. People are selling diets left and right, and we're just trying to get people to experience the truth of what living foods does to the body. So the Living Foods Lifestyle program, people come and experience lots of wheatgrass juice. We drink wheatgrass juice first thing on an empty stomach in the morning. That allows the stomach lining to start dumping the acids from the lining, so the person can correct, get into more of an alkalizing food lifestyle, regeneration of tissue in the body. And building their enzymatic life force back up. So we do the wheatgrass class first thing in the morning. We teach that after orientation the night before. And we open the door about what wheatgrass really is. Wheatgrass is the main active life force medicine that Dr. Ann used to heal her own cancer. Wheatgrass is strictly a grass made from wheat berries, hard red winter wheat, and you juice it into a chlorophyll drink, and drinking 1 to 2 ounces on an empty stomach every morning, it's very lively stuff. It really changes a lot of conditions around. I've been very impressed by this live blood cell microscopy chart. They show the live blood cells. You take a little sample of a prick of a finger, and these live blood cell microscopists can show what is going on in your bloodstream. And we've seen people who come here, and we try to educate people. We like to prep them and talk to them on the phone prior to coming, and start them to do some dietary changes. So we see this this heavy protein clusters in their blood from eating, you know, the fried oils and the French fries and all those kind of things that we don't do. And the heated oil is carcinogenic to the human blood. This is one of the things that is not really clearly echoed across this nation for our people. But fried and heated oil is really damaging. But what wheatgrass does in a matter of like 20 to 30 minutes after you drink the wheatgrass, it starts to take those protein clusters and just rearrange them into pure blood form where the blood is happy and oxygenated properly. So anyway, we continue our class education with sprouting classes, greenhouse gardening classes. We also have an energy soup class. The energy soup is another main protocol we use on the first week of the program. The energy soup is a sprout porridge that Dr. Ann created. We happen to do her original recipe. Many people have created many different types of energy soup since when she started, but we will make her original recipe, and then we'll do other types of energy soups. And they're very highly nutritious, highly oxygenated, and it just starts to change the flow in the body around. What the program does is it addresses, it starts talking to the blood right away, and the blood goes, okay, we're getting happy here and we're changing, and it starts to alkaline the whole body. We found that people have reduced their tumors, shrunk their tumors, have completely changed around disease, and there's many people who have gotten rid of their cancer. We teach them how to do the program, and the cancers leave their body. So it's a remarkable, wonderful, wonderful program. It does lead us into a lot of healing, and it's pretty much the way it was designed to be from the beginning of how we were really supposed to eat.
Do you want to give a little history on, and well, tell people a little bit about Dr. Ann, and then how she, you know, came over here, or her background, and okay?
Okay. Dr. Ann was from Lithuania. She came to America in her college years. She started eating a lot of the American treats, the junk food, the packaged foods, which she was not used to having and hadn't had in Lithuania. That's part of the story of why she developed cancer. She did get into an accident and hurt her hip, which led into a hip and a colon cancer. It's pretty much written in that book, Why Suffer? By Dr. Ann Wigmore, her autobiography. She was in Boston, Massachusetts for a number of years. We were originally called the Hippocrates Health Institute, Hippocrates, the father of natural medicine. And we changed that name to Ann Wigmore Foundation in 1985. The foundation moved to New Mexico after Dr. Ann had passed on due to a fire in her five-story back bench. She lived in the Back Bay Mansions of Boston on Exeter Street in Commonwealth. And she was the only one that didn't get out. She had smoke inhalations. And everyone there was disappointed. I happened to have not been there at that time. There was another woman who was on board with Ann Wigmore, a young Chinese lady, and she moved it here to New Mexico. And we've been here for 12 years. So we are here, and our goal and our hope is to move forward and open up and start living food garden villages. And the garden village idea came to mind in my own hopes and dreams. Dr. Ann had a lot of love for farms and gardens, and she wanted people to grow their own sprouts and to be independently healthy. And so she taught this program to the world since she opened up the Hippocrates Health Institute in Boston in 1963. And that was pretty much her home, but it's been here, home, and I've been here upholding service for humanity for the past 10 years. The foundation here was built brand new 12 years ago.
Now, you do break into some other avenues with the program as that you go along, because you kind of get into the juicing, correct? And that a lot of these other programs were kind of offshoots of this. Am I saying that correctly?
We still teach the original Ann Wigmore healing program. We do a juice fast on the weekends during the program, which allows people to get more into the retreat, because we keep people pretty busy on the first week with the classes and ringing bells and getting people to come to our sprouting classes and our Rejuvelac class and energy soup class. And so we do this juice fast on the weekend, and it allows people to have a little bit more retreat time because we don't have classes on the weekend. As far as other programs, when Dr. Ann started her program in Boston, there was a couple of people who asked her to if they could move on and open up other Hippocrates Health Institutes. And so they opened up one in San Diego, and they opened up one in Michigan. And they were successful, and the human spirit on the planet was quite high at that time. There was a lot of people communicating, if you have disease or if you have cancer or if you have, you know, all these problems, go see Ann Wigmore in Boston at Hippocrates. So these other two centers opened up in Michigan and in San Diego. They were directly involved with Ann Wigmore for a while, and then in 1982, the American Medical Association decided they were not getting enough people knocking at their doors. So they came to the center in Michigan and the one in San Diego, and they said, "We don't like you people. You're becoming like Ma Bell Telephone, so you have to break it up." And these people, so they actually changed their name from Hippocrates, so they branched off on their own. But most of the most of the health centers, there's probably like six or seven of them out now that have been out for a while, are pretty much a direct result of Ann Wigmore. Ann Wigmore's healing and her energetic humanitarian spirit brought her around the world. She went to India. She would sit in the offices of prime ministers, and she would sit there until she could get an appointment with them. And she would explain to these official people who were in the governments that they must tell the people about living foods. They must get all the children on living foods, because Dr. Ann realized that health and the health of a body and the health of the mind was the most important facet to all of our existence. And to have a country or a nation disease-free was the most important thing that we could ever have for this earth and for ourselves. And this is pretty much the same story, but we have a lot of work to do as a people. We need to really get on the move. You're familiar with the the cloud seeding experiment story. And
oh, yes, we've covered it numerous times.
Yeah, something that we don't like. But this is sort of a sedating thing, and so it's nothing of short of the timing that we must really, you know, get clear, get on living foods, and get lively.
And so what's really important and behind the living foods is the enzymes, and that you also have the Rejuvelac program, or the ability to have the fermented foods, so that that is part of the process of healing as well, correct?
And yeah, it helps to build up the enzymatic life force again. You know, when we come into this world and we have only so much, we have a lot of living enzymes in our body, but when we keep eating cooked food and dead food and fried french fries and fried and heated oils and the heavy salts and the sugar, cancer feeds off sugar. I hope that the whole of humanity knows that by now. But this depletes our enzymes. So we do teach this course with the Rejuvelac, which is a wheat water, fermented food wheat water. And we do teach people about veggie kraut, how to make veggie kraut, which is a fermented veggie kraut. And this helps to rebuild the enzymatic bank account, basically, that we came into this world with.
And as far as sprouting, what type of sprouts do you sprout?
Well, we sprout everything. Presently, we've been sprouting a lot of the quinoa. The quinoa is a very tiny grain from Brazil or South America, and we've been using that for Rejuvelac lately. We started out with the soft winter wheat, or the soft wheat berries, and now we're using a lot of quinoa. We use mung beans and alfalfa sprouts and lentils, and we sprout just about anything.
Buckwheat? Do you use the buckwheat and sunflower?
Yeah, we do the buckwheat and the sunflower, which is the those ones are actually grown in the soil. The other ones we grow and we do in hydroponically, but we do still do earth sprouts, which are the buckwheat and the sunflowers, and those primarily go in our energy soup.
And you said you'd been doing this for like 12 years. I mean, just down there in New Mexico, you've been with this, but it had to have been a while, huh?
Yeah, I've been here for 10 complete years.
10, okay.
Yeah, and it was built 12 years ago.
And then, but you started out in Boston then.
I worked with Dr. Rand in Boston, but prior to that experience, I worked with a natural hygienist, iridologist, and healers and teachers down in Texas and in old Mexico.
Okay. Now, you get into dehydration or sprouting of certain nuts, and do you want to explain that process a little bit? Or
sure. We dehydrate food mostly because people are looking for, you know, fun, exciting things. And there's a lot of amazing, amazing recipes in raw living foods these days. The whole raw living foods community is growing really strong, and there's a lot of new raw food movie stars and so forth. But most people are into, you know, making the gourmet stuff. So the dehydrator comes in handy for baking or to lightly dehydrate the food, so the enzymes, we never use it over 118 degrees, and we just do vegetables, nuts, seeds, and grains, and fruit, and we don't cook beef jerky. We're primarily a vegetarian, raw, living food, vegan approach to healing. You know, one of the precursors to cancer and all that is this mucoidal plaque that builds up in the bowels, which John Wayne had died from with 40 pounds of fecal impaction. And so we're not meat advocates. We don't see meat as being green. So we promote a lot of the green chlorophyll and healing with that. And the dehydration... it's mostly for a lot of crackers and cookies and you know, that kind of thing, or pie crusts. One of the raw gourmet food products today that's being announced mostly through the Raw Living Foods groups is the raw cacao bean and the raw chocolate. And most people in the world have had nothing but cooked chocolate all their life, and they've been addicted to this sugary, milky, you know, dairy-type chocolate. And when you really eat this raw cacao bean or make a dehydrated candy out of it, it is the most amazing food. It has so much potency that it's astounding.
So you find that it is a lifestyle change, because I mean most of us are finding that a lot of this kind of food isn't necessarily available, or you've got to seek it out in various events or places. Correct? Or have you found ways to adjust to that? Meaning, like, you know, when you go somewhere, do you usually take your raw food with you, or do you find it that it's starting to get more popular and that they're offering raw foods at various events or even family?
Well, there's a lot of raw food meetup groups in the major cities. Maybe even the small cities, but there's raw food meetup groups. And a lot of moms, like there's this new group called, I think it's Moms in the Raw, or Raw Moms. And they're becoming more popular, you know. I think the buddy system is coming around the corner, because there's a big need to realize that a healthy planet needs healthy people, and wakeful and lively people that are, not sedated and not lazy and helpful. And that's what the service and mission to this whole planet has always been about. When the masters walked the planet, and it was to heal the sick and raise the dead and feed the poor, you know.
Well, one of the things that I feel is one of the advantages to this particular program, because once you learn it, because you are training people on how to do this on their own and not just having to go out and buy superfoods and
right,
seek all this out, which some of it can be fairly pricey. And what Ann Wigmore had provided for us is that, you know, this can be done in your own house even without a lot of any, you know, dirt. Correct?
Yeah, the program is accessible to take home. We just finished a program, and all the ladies were, you know, spending the afternoon on their computer. Most of them wanted to buy a wheatgrass juicer. You know, some of them were ready to buy the Living Food Kitchen, which was a wheatgrass juicer, a blender, and a dehydrator. And there's, you know, there's websites, discount juicers, and that kind of stuff. And the equipment itself, you know, those three items could turn out to be a little cost, you know, pricey.
An investment.
but once you really get the message, and your body gets the message that, hey, I need to be on this. I need to be on Living Foods. I need a Living Foods support group. You know, even people start their own Living Foods support group just to get one going. There's a wonderful DVD video of a young lady. Her name is slipping my mind, but it's called Raw for 30 Days, and it is just a wonderful, delightful homemade video. It's called Supercharge Me, Raw for 30 Days. It's called SuperchargeMe.com, and before she went and did a program, she happened to go to the one in San Diego. She started a raw food support group in Florida before she went to do this program, and she decided she was going to stay 100% on raw living foods for 30 days to see what it did to her body. And she went to got a regular medical exam before and after, and just astounding healing went on in her body, and the changes in how she looked and in how she radiated energy. It's just wonderful. you know, we talk about aura fields and things like that once in a while, you know, in this time period in our life. And I've started to realize after being on this path for 28 years that people radiate energy and light in their aura from a clean bloodstream. When their blood is clean, they're filled with love, you know, living foods and chlorophyll, you know, chlorophyll from wheatgrass juice or green drinks or parsley juice or spinach or celery. They radiate this wonderful, beautiful, bright light. It just starts to just show. And that's one of the wonderful things that I notice when I have a group. They really are starting to spark up on the weekend juice fast. So it's wonderful to help people clean their body and learn about this. This is pretty much a take on natural hygiene. If people really want to study or learn, they can study natural hygiene because it's pretty much the top rung of the ladder for health and healing and truth.
Do you find that, do you get many that come back, or is it generally they just take off on their own and just start doing the program on their own?
Well, there's an interesting variety that goes on. There's a group of fairly well-off women that will visit many of these centers and go back and forth and decide they just want to come and do the detox every once in a while. And then you get people who are in the modest range, and they take off on their own, and they'll do it at home. We get some people who are 100% committed, and that they end up documenting their story about their health, and that's how they make these little homemade videos and DVDs. And then you get people who just try it, and it's all about willpower, you know. One of the biggest things we find is that sometimes we're cleaning up somebody's mess, and people are not just having eaten bad food for, you know, 20 or 30 or 40 years. They've been eating, you know, lazy, packaged, systematic-type food that's programmed, polluted food, pure pollution. And then they're on drugs or some kind of synthetic doctor, some kind of synthetic medical prescription drug. And a prescription drug is truly, freedom of speech, you know, it's truly pollution. It's truly an experiment. It was made by not a true sound mind.
So do you find... Do you find that a lot of times people that do dedicate themselves to this program getting off of those medications?
Yeah, people want to get off their medications, especially people who call here, and they don't know what it's really doing to their body. You know, they kind of trust the doctor to write the prescription, but you know what? We're giving away our willpower. We're giving away our true divine blueprint of a divine being with a pure bloodstream, with pure DNA. You know, and we're giving it over to a prescription that's written on paper. And we're walking through this maze of illusion when we can be creating a living food paradise, living food garden villages all over this earth, and helping everyone on earth become lively and helping each other and really committed to seeing that everyone has the live organic foods, and helping each other growing our gardens and being happy and playing music. But we have this, we have to resurrect the spirit within ourselves, and it's in our bloodstream. And so we really, when people do get off their medication, they become, it's like they're taking their power back, and they're like going, oh, I'm so happy I got off of all that crap. But, you know, it's all a process. You start with the 10-day program. You know, you call your raw food support group friends, ask for more support, or you take a program again, or you help, you know, do an energy exchange, work exchange somewhere. You know, with these Living Food Garden Village, or the Living Food Garden Village plan is to have these missionary programs where people can come to the village and stay for a month, or stay for 2 months, or stay for 3 months, and or decide if they want to live in a living food village. Living Food Garden Village.
But currently, if you just pretty much stay with the initial program, a lot of it is something that, that could be done indoors with just, you know, trays for, to grow your wheatgrass, because you don't really need a lot of, you know, outdoor sun and this sort to get the wheatgrass to get started and grow, and that you don't, and that the sprouting, again, is done indoors, and that it doesn't need a lot of sun, it just except to finish it at the end, correct?
Well, people have grown all the sprouts with the indoor lights, the garden lights, the blue lights, whatever they're called. people can do that way. You know, Dr. Ann's hope was to have, you know, as many people in many towns, you know, if there was 10 people growing the wheatgrass in towns around you, you could always rely on somebody having some wheatgrass if you ran out. And one of the most wonderful benefits of growing the wheatgrass, and people are doing it hydroponically. We actually still believe in using the soil. So, you know, one of the most important thing about the cycle and the cycle of life is to compost. And so you take the wheatgrass garden mats and you compost them in back into the soil. And then you have more richer soil later on. We have straw bales, and we compost layers and layers of the wheatgrass mats, and we turn the soil every 4 to 6 months, and we get a lot more dirt. We do bring in some organic garden soil, the black golds and stuff like that, and we'll mix it with some of our earth soil here from San Fidel, which used to be carrot country at one time. They used to grow a lot of carrots here. But that's part of it, is to have this wonderful compost going as well.
With nuts, you find that you sprout the nuts, and the reason behind that is?
We sprout the nuts to activate the enzymatic life force. And some of the nuts are just basically soaked for a short period of time, like a soft nut would be soaked for a short period of time to activate the enzymes, to allow the digestion to be at ease, so the body has an easier time digesting, and this allows the healing of tissue, or a quicker healing of tissue. So with living foods, that's a large part of it, is to detox. But later on, it's the realization that your body is a healing vehicle. And one of our videos we like to show is called The Miraculous Self-Healing Body. So everybody walk around tomorrow saying, I have a miraculous self-healing body, and learn everything you can about living foods so you can help America get back to ground zero, get back to earth. And we need to be in connection with this earth, and we need to grow our gardens, and we need to teach the children. More children need to learn about becoming organic gardeners. I use the word garden more so than farming, because farming actually in the definition means to take, or to take away. And gardening means to give and to be in the cycle of life. So so we don't need the farms. We need the gardens and the gardeners.
So do you have any cases that you think that might be outstanding, just to say how you were impressed of somebody responding to this type of program?
Well, in my 28 years, I would not be sitting here if I wasn't impressed all the way along the line.
Okay.
I've been impressed, you know, from the moment I met my own teacher friend, who was an iridologist, and watched him heal leopards in Mexico in 2 weeks, an 80-year-old woman whose toes were falling off with gangrene. And pretty much anybody else would have said no hope, but he walked right into the family and he said, okay, I will help her. But everyone in the family is going on the program all together. So he had them all juicing and helping her and, you know, moving her around. And within 2 weeks, he brought me back to see her. And you could see fresh blood on the toe. The black was gone. So he got her to really be moving her bowels. Because gangrene in the foot is an indication that the bowels are just not operating at all, and the bloodstream is totally polluted. So they had her on a two-week juice fast, and in 2 weeks she had fresh blood on her toe. And that meant the scab was going to come over, and I didn't get a chance to go back another 2 weeks later. But there was outstanding cases. Our first group that was here, a woman came here, and she had breast cancer, and she was determined all the way, you know, to heal the breast cancer. And she went back home and opened up a center and called it the Temple of Health and Beauty, and she's still teaching classes. So she doesn't have a live-in facility, but... And then there's, oh gosh, I mean, Ann Wigmore's story enough, but Ann Wigmore was healing people with AIDS in Boston. So everything, diabetes, everything heals. Everything, the whole planet will heal. I'm convinced that a living food paradise and a living food paradise plan is on the brink, and we just got to get some primary people in place and make it happen.
Well, Susan, I mean, I'm talking to Susan Lavendar, who's runs the Ann, or
Dr.
Ann Wigmore's Living Foods Lifestyle in, oh my goodness, my mind just went blank on San Fidel, New Mexico.
We're 1 hour from Albuquerque Airport.
Like you said, the program is 10 days, and they have a place, they stay there and do the whole program, and, you know, are able to leave there and already be feeling much, much better if they've had anything that they needed to detox. Well, everybody's going to detox once you go through the program, and that's huge in its own right. And then maybe from that point on, start considering and incorporating raw food, and maybe even the more percentage of your diet raw food, the better.
Yep.
And so, do you want to give the phone number and email address for the audience?
Well, our email address is DR for doctor, DR, Ann Wigmore at gmail.com, Dr. Ann Wigmore at gmail.com. And our website is www.wigmore.org. And we have an additional website. It's www.livingfoodsgardenvillage.com. And they're connected. And we'd love to help anyone out who has a disease or needs a boost of inspiration and healing to move up and up and higher on the healing path and more clarity. And you can call or email us anytime.
And your phone number is 505-552-0595.
Yes.
And again, Susan, I want to thank you for your patience with... I'm going on 4 years now, and there's still always something that seems to crop up.
No problem.
Yeah, but I hope that you continue on with your quest for your living food garden, and then continue on with your Ann Wigmore's work.
You're quite welcome. One thing, Melody, I would love to just mention before we close. There's an incredible website, and I don't know if you've seen it yet, but it's called agriculturedefensecoalition.org. And I would love to invite everybody to go on that website as well. It really means something for our future. agriculturedefensecoalition.org.
agriculturedefensecoalition.org. Okay.
Yeah, very important website for our future.
Okay. Well, thank you again, Susan.
Thank you.
Okay.
Talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, Melody.
Let's see here. And that was Susan Lavandar. And I want to say this is KHENLP 106.9 Salida, Colorado.